Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki. Someone called for me?
Hi.
Hi, how are
this
you?
This is Kelly. Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. So I was calling to inquire about some home health care for my mom.
Okay.
And she lives in Newton Falls. I don't know if that's an area you guys service or not, but...
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So she lives in Newton Falls.
She does, yeah.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Her name is Mary Ellen. It's all one word. And then MedVed, M-E-D-V-E-D.
You said M-E-D?
Yeah, M-E-D as in dog, V as in Victor, E-D.
Okay. And a contact number?
You can reach me. It's at 330-978-8655. And my name's Kelly. I'm her daughter.
Okay. And what's going on with mom?
So she's been through kind of a lot. She is 76 years old, 77, actually 77 years old. And she has got, she's had both knee replaced, and she's pretty weak. She uses a walker to get around. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, so she went through chemotherapy, radiation, which kind of took its toll on her. Mm. And she just is, yeah, it's a little rough for her. She's unsteady on her feet. She was also diagnosed with like an early onset of dementia. She's not, I mean, she remembers things, but sometimes she'll forget. You know, I set out like her medications on like a 2-week basis. I fill, you know, her pills up and stuff like that. But I will call to remind her to take pills, and she'll say, oh, I did. And then when I go over there to check, you know, there's still pills sitting on the counter, that type of thing. She's pretty weak. She's not able to like change bedding out or anything any longer. She can wash clothes, but it takes her a while. She also has like vertigo very, very bad. We're dealing with that right now, and we're trying to get some resolution to it, but it's not really going too well.
Would you be willing to be her caregiver, or would you like for us to find her one?
Well, right now I am her caregiver, but I work a full-time job and I have a family of my own as well, so yeah. It gets a little tough at times.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do, but in fact, right now she was just in the hospital a couple weeks ago. She went septic because she had kidney stones, and it turned into an infection because we really don't know when she starts getting UTIs because there's no symptoms of it. It just all of a sudden just, you know, bam, and it knocks her down. So she is currently staying at my house right now just so I can keep a better eye on her. But with our work schedules and then my daughter's school and sports and stuff, we're not home a lot. So I think it's now getting to the point where, you know, she's probably going to need some extra assistance just for peace of mind, knowing that, you know.
What insurance does she have?
So she has two insurances. She has, let me get out her car so I tell you the right thing. She has United Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Medicare, I think it's the Medicare RX. Well, that's a prescription drug coverage, but yeah, it's United Healthcare U-Card. And then she also has her secondary insurance, which is the CHAMP VA.
You said CHAMP VA?
Yeah. Yeah, it's through the VA. It's CHAMP VA, it's called.
Okay. And just give me her date of birth.
10/149.
Okay. So I am going to see if I can conference this call with Direction Home, because we go through Direction Home.
Okay.
And what it is so we are called Rhonda's House Home Healthcare. So we do use them. I'm going to try to get them on the phone. So
okay.
You'll give some information, and they will set up an assessment for your mom. and okay. then we'll come out and do an assessment. And then from okay. there, you know what I mean? It'll be yeah. like a little bit of a process, but not too long.
You know, she has actually had that in the past. I think it might have been through Direction Home, but it's been a while.
A long time, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably been at least a good year.
Okay. Your number, just in case, 978-8655, just in case
yeah.
you get, okay. All right, hold on for me.
Okay. I didn't mean to scare you. We're standing in the corner over here.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how do I merge this call. Have them all just be patient with you, okay?
No, you're fine.
I've never had to do this. Let me see if I hit comfort.
Yeah.
So I just found out I can't merge the call on a regular phone. I thought I could.
Oh,
for
okay.
One more time.
Sure.
Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a phone number for you to call right now. Her name is Grace. Let me know when you're ready.
Of course, my pen's not working now. Jeez, oh, man. Okay, Grace, go ahead.
330.
Uh-huh.
505.
Uh-huh. 23-85.
Okay. Okay, you call her, and I told her that you're looking for some services for your mom. You called us, Rhonda's house, you're going to use us, but they will get you set up and take you through the motion.
Okay. All right. And what was your name again? I'm sorry. Can I use you as a contact or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nikki.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'll give her a call. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you have any more questions, you give me a call, Kelly.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.